Welcome to the Fully Express podcast with Corinna. I am your podcast host, Corinna Soto, and this is the show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in relationships, business, and life. I truly believe that every single person, every single human being that is listening to this podcast, who is living in this world, are meant to live fully expressed. Just imagine bringing all of you to your business, to your life, to your relationships, where you feel so fully held and supportive to be your most authentic self. So thank you so much for being here today. Today's a special episode. Shout out to Ashton from Instagram. She asked me to record a very special episode on how to do all the things. So I had posted on Instagram that I was traveling to DC for a speaking opportunity, and at the same time, I have to network, follow up with people, execute contracts, negotiate deals. I'm also in my corporate job and doing my 9-to-5, which requires me to follow up on sales, do demos, negotiate deals, carry people across my pipeline, as well as continue to manage my business and work through the challenges in the businesses. So she had responded to my story and said, I would love an episode on how you do all the things. So this is for you, girl. And for anyone else that is listening, because I really do think that this could be supportive. If you are a high achieving woman, maybe you have your corporate job, maybe you do have your businesses, you have multiple businesses, or even if you're a mom, you know, what does that look like to have a corporate job, have your businesses, and you're multidimensional, you have multiple interests, and then you want to put effort into all these areas of your life because they're very important to you, but how do you do it? How do you do it all? So maybe recently you've been asking yourself, like, how I feel so overwhelmed. How do I keep doing this? Maybe there's a part of you that feels like there's not enough time in the day. You don't have enough energy to execute on everything. And it's maybe an internal battle that you deal with often. And maybe there's parts of you that feel like you're dropping the ball in some ways, or maybe the part of you that's like not feeling like you're executing enough, or maybe there's the perfection part of you that's like, I have to do everything in this amount of time, and it's causing a lot of internal stress emotionally, physically, spiritually, even. And so if that's true, today I'm going to give you some tangible takeaways and things that you can implement into your day that you can do all the things and have time for yourself. I think that has been the most important thing. It's one thing to be very productive. It's one thing to always be busy. It's one thing to be very successful, but what does it actually look like to feel successful and fulfilled, successful and purposeful and energized, you know, really truly connected to your happiness and your joy and your capacity and all these things while also feeling so fulfilled and happy within yourself? And that I'm going to show you how I do that today. First, I want to share with you that it wasn't always like this for me. When I first started my business, my online business coaching women in 2019, I was in my corporate job. I was in the middle of huge expansions. I was also just figuring who the fuck I was because I didn't know who I was or who I wanted to be and what it actually meant to be my most authentic self. All I knew is that I felt called to coach women and to support women. So I got certified, fell in love, and low-key obsessed with personal development and growth and just being able to witness people go from where they are to where they want to go, and witnessing that whole entire journey has been one of the beautiful gifts that I got from my online business and coaching women specifically. And I've coached some men as well. And in working with all of them, I also, during that season, hit a really bad season of burnout. And when I hit really bad seasons of burnout, I decided to fully surrender, fall, drop into my softness, which meant that like I was going to put zero pressure on how much I was going to execute. I did not lean on my masculine. I did not let my wounded masculine energy make me feel bad for resting. And it was really, really difficult. It really challenged me internally. It challenged my beliefs in who I was as a human, because when it came to how productive I was attaching it to my self-worth. So I had to really work through that. And then ever since I worked through that and I got really comfortable, I did a lot of healing. I found a lot of space within myself. I finally learned what it felt like to be in my feminine, to surrender, to trust, and to lean in and to connect to the rhythm of my body. And by doing so, I healed. I really healed. Oh my gosh, you guys, nourishing and resting and taking care of myself and learning how to be present with everything around me has probably been one of the biggest gifts that I received during that time. And then as I've been really picking up the energy towards my new pivot in business, which all of you guys know, I've been leaning into really building my speaking business. I'm basically starting from scratch in a lot of ways. And I've had to swing the pendulum back the other way. So I've been really using my masculine energy as a way to take action. But my entire goal and my entire intention has been, how can I take action? How can I be in my power? How can I take up more space without losing touch with my softness, without overextending myself, without getting unhealthy? Because when I was overworking myself and overstretching myself and coming from a place of making myself wrong if I wasn't producing, I got sick, you guys. You know, I was always exhausted. I always felt like my immune system was fighting something. I just was low-key depressed maybe for a while. And it just didn't feel good. My energy was all over the place and all over the and up and down. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just wanted to execute. So that is the point of this podcast episode, is to really teach you guys how to execute and be fulfilled. How to execute and still feel nourished and fulfilled and joyful and energized and happy with your life without feeling burnt out, without feeling like you're getting hard on yourself. So a couple of things that I've implemented on my calendar and some little mindset shifts that I've done is the very first thing that I've implemented is I've created a CEO hour on my calendar. So if you don't already have your journal or have your notes, like make sure you're taking notes. The CEO hour is the thing that the hour within my week where I look at the entire week ahead and I say, okay, so what is important to move the needle in my business? What is important to move the needle in my relationships? What is the important thing that I need to do to support myself? So I have this checklist of things that I do during that hour. And during that hour, I ask myself, all right, so again, what's going to move the needle in my business this week? Usually I always focus on sales first. So anything that's going to be pipeline driven first. So what does that mean? So is it scheduling follow-up calls? Is it making introductions? Is it reaching out to new customers? Like that's kind of how I structure my business. Then I do, all right, second thing is what's the next thing I need to follow up? What kind of marketing plans do I have? What kind of podcast guests do I have? What is my marketing strategy? Marketing falls into podcasting, LinkedIn, social media, email marketing, things like that. And then third thing that's really important to me is finances. So I'm keeping an eye on my finances. And then the last thing, the fourth thing is like, how can I make sure that I am nourished and fulfilled this week? So I always go through my calendar. I schedule all of my workouts. I schedule my sunset walks that I have realized are very important to me. And what I have done too is these are all non-negotiables. So my thing is during your CEO hour, what are the priorities that you want to make sure that you're implementing into your week? This is an opportunity to create the structure to supporting your business, to supporting yourself, to being held. And that is number one thing. The other thing that I have put on are just like other blockers on my calendar. So like if, you know, I am going to prospect, I have a specific block for that. If I'm going to do my workouts and take care of myself, I have that blocked out. If therapy is important to you, block that out. If getting sunshine 2 hours a day, block that out. You know, a very long time ago, I realized that so many of us prioritize all of these meetings with everyone else and we don't drop the ball. But we are constantly dropping the ball for ourselves and we forget that we are the CEOs of our life. So you are the CEO of your life. And if you schedule a meeting with yourself, make that a priority. Don't miss a meeting with the CEO of your life. You are the CEO of your life. So make sure you prioritize that. The other thing I shifted was I prioritize my well-being. What's going to support my mental health? What's going to support my clarity? What's going to help my spiritual health? What's going to support my physical health? So that I feel more optimized to tackle everything. Versus before, I used to schedule all these meetings and then ask myself, where am I going to fit in my workouts? Now I put those things first and I always prioritize that. So CEO hour is the, I like to settle it like around Sundays or Mondays to get really, really clear. And then the other part to this has been really learning how to honor my capacity. And so what does that mean? And so my own internal capacity is how much capacity do I have every day to execute? And so like I do my priorities for the week, every day I also have a set of priorities that I write down that I need to look at and take care of myself. So let's say, example, if I was a mom and I had kids and my kids were number one priority, they would be the number one thing on my list. If my business is the number one priority on my list, then that's going to be the number one thing on my list. If I'm in the season where my corporate job is asking for more of me, then I'm going to put that number one on my list. And so those are the kinds of things. And the reason I say that is because first you got to priority what your tasks are every single day. And then you got to ask yourself, what does your capacity look like? And so when we think of capacity, we can think about it as our own energetic battery, the battery that we operate on. Many of us, if you are feeling overwhelmed, overstretched, absolutely exhausted, tired, and thinking to yourself that you never have enough time or you wish there was more hours a day, you are probably operating at 110 when you really have a capacity of 10 or 20%. So you think you have all the energy, but you're overextending yourself because you are either expecting yourself to operate at 100, 110, 150% every single day. But the truth is, you don't have that kind of energy and no one does. And we like to think that we do by pushing ourselves, but the biggest thing is that we got to stop pushing ourselves. So when you identify and determine every single day that you wake up what your capacity is, like let's say I woke up today and I felt like truly I had 80 to 90% capacity. I knew that I was going to knock some shit out today. Like I was like, ooh, I can work it out. I'm going to go to a coffee shop. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to do this. Oh, amazing. So I did that. In the last 2 days, there was actually one morning where I have a 7 a.m. meeting for my speaking business, the speaking program that I'm in. It was really important for me to be there. I woke up, you guys, absolutely exhausted. I did the meeting and then I sat with myself for a second. I closed my eyes and I just checked in with myself and I was like, what do I really need right now? And I looked at the calendar. I didn't have anything scheduled on the calendar. And then I realized that I was like, you know, I really think a nap would be really good for me. So I went back to bed at 8:30 in the morning and woke up just about an hour, hour and a half later. And the rest of the day, I knocked some shit out and I gave myself that. I do the same thing throughout my day all the time. So I'm like, okay, what do I need right now? Is it more water? Do I need to make sure that I'm eating food? Do I need to go out for a walk? What can I do to optimize my capacity? But the very first thing is asking myself how much my capacity I have. So like, for example, if I wake up tomorrow with 50% capacity, I'm going to look at my to-do list. I'm going to look at my priorities that are going to help me move the needle forward, really prioritize what's important. And I ask myself, all right, with 50% capacity, what can I accomplish today? And what can I check off the list? And y'all, I no longer get myself to 0% capacity unless it's absolutely necessary. So most days I start to really wind down or step away from working on things when I hit that 10% capacity. This has been absolutely amazing. This has also worked for me when I go to networking events. So I do a lot of networking events. You guys probably see me on Instagram. I'm traveling a lot. I travel to a lot of different conferences and things like that. And, you know, being someone that is a projector by human design, not necessarily, you know, I don't think I'm an introvert, but I do love my alone time and I energize a lot. I have realized that socializing gives me a lot of energy, but I also get very exhausted from it. And I no longer drink really alcohol when I go to conferences or anything business-wise. I will probably drink alcohol once a year almost, or once every 6 months, because Nick and I love to appreciate the gift, the work of wine and, you know, the uniqueness and things like that. But like truly, I don't drink. And it has given me such a gift, because when I go to these networking events, I'm way more in tune when I'm tired and I'm tapped out. And it has been such a gift. And so, yeah, I share that with you guys because really, once you get to this place of really listening to your body and listening to your own system and not constantly overextending it, you're going to see 180 flip. So instead of feeling like you don't have enough time, you're going to be so much better with your time because you are using the energy that you do have for the blocks of times that you do have. And so those are my biggest things. And now what's going to also happen, if you guys want me to dive into this a little bit more, what ends up happening when you start to honor your capacity, there has to be this internal conversation that you have to have with yourself, because you're going to have to work through the parts of you that are going to be like, you should be pushing more. There could be more that you could be doing. Why are you not sending more emails? Why are you not marketing more? Why are you not working towards this more? That part of you is your ego that's trying to keep you safe. So that is an internal conversation that you got to have with yourself, and you got to remind yourself and your body that you are safe, that you are okay, that you've got this, and to allow your system and these parts of you that are getting scared at that time, that they can trust you and that you've got this. All right, y'all, I'm going to throw you guys this little money curveball that I just received, and it's a life hack that I've been using. Did you know that if you paid towards your debt or credit cards weekly and just a portion of your minimum payment every single month, it actually is going to drop down your minimum payment? I didn't know this is a thing. I've been using it more recently. Yes, I love to try and pay my credit cards off, but something that I did not know was possible was just the ability of putting $10 towards my minimum payment every month and then paying it through. It's actually going to support my credit and also support the credit card from increasing their rates. Mind blown. The third stage to honor your capacity is honoring it externally. So how do you do this? Like I mentioned, externally honoring this is making sure that you're blocking off times on your calendar throughout your week and honoring and making those meetings. You're going to make those meetings where you said you were going to go to Sunset, you're going to go for a walk, you're going to go to Sunset and get for a walk. You said you're going to eat some lunch, you're going to eat some lunch. You're going to make it a workout, you're going to make it to a workout. So you're really, really being consistent with yourself by honoring it externally. The other way that you have to honor your capacity externally is by setting boundaries or being able to communicate that. So if people are asking of you something that feels like you can't handle this week, push it out to next week. They don't have to know. They really don't have to know. Just say, hey, I would love to work on that, but I can prioritize that next week. I can't get that to you now. So that is a sense of saying, hey, this is where I'm really at, and this is what I have capacity to do. If you have to say no to a meeting that day because you don't have the energy to it, girl, do it. Because the way that I think about it is quality over quantity. If you start to focus your energy on how much quality work can I do and how much quality of my energy can I give towards the things that are important to me. For example, the podcast is really important to me. I make sure I show up to all of the guest interviews. If I am exhausted that day, but I know that I have to give them all of my energy and all of my capacity to make sure that I'm showing up here fully, that I'm bringing the energy that I want you guys to listen to and hear me from, I'm going to prioritize my podcast recordings. And I'm going to say, hey, I can't meet today, or if a friend wants to hang out and do lunch, but I know it's going to be exhausting or it's going to be too much for me that day, I'll say, hey, can we please schedule? How about Monday or how about Tuesday? Today I'm full. The only person that truly knows what you have on your calendar is you. The only person that truly knows where you're at energetically is you. And one, I think we think that people are going to let people down because we think we're going to let people down, but at the end of the day, it's because we think that we're letting ourselves down because we're thinking that we're dropping the ball. And so by dropping the ball on other people, we're dropping the ball on ourselves. And so a lot of the times we are the ones trying to keep ourselves safe. And I want to remind you that if you do not take care of yourself and do not prioritize yourself, your work is not going to be the quality of work that you want to do. And so this is such an opportunity for you to think about how you've been doing things and how you can integrate these things. So to quickly summarize this episode, Ashton, if you found this helpful or if you start to implement this, please let me know. Or if anyone listening to this, please let me know. But to summarize, first, get that CEO hour or 2 hours on your calendar. I love to do it every Sunday, Monday. That's when I start to look at the week. Get the 5 things that are very important to you to make sure that you are implementing every single week that supports you and create a really good, strong foundation. And then third, as you move into your day-to-day, make sure you check in and determine what capacity at, what your energy's at, where are you at with your battery level. Get really clear on with that level of battery or that percentage of battery, whether you're at 80, 70, 50, 20, 10% battery, what tasks are absolutely important to use and leverage with that capacity. That is the most important thing. Now, if you would like an episode on how to actually optimize and expand your capacity from a health perspective, send me a DM on Instagram and I'll record that, because that is a whole nother episode. Because if we can learn also to expand our capacity and optimize it, which is basically optimizing your energy, optimizing your resilience, optimizing the ability to manage and tackle all of the tasks that life gets at us, we will be unstoppable. And that is something that I have been healing and working through the last 2 years. I have the perfect person that can come onto the podcast and share with you what you can actually do, start doing this from a health perspective. Well, with that being said, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've had a chance to listen to the previous episodes, because y'all, I am getting so much great feedback from everyone. I got so much love about the podcast episode that I did with Sana, who is a spiritual mentor. I think it was episode number 31 or 32. Go back and look, where we talked about so much when it came to relationships, and people are really, really loving it. And in the most recent episode, we had a female entrepreneur really talk about what it's like to have a corporate job and two businesses, and how strong and valuable we are as female entrepreneurs, and how we're actually more capable of running a really great business in a male-dominated space, and what that's available to you. We talked a little bit about how you can leverage your hormones as a way to understand what your capacity at, which would also be supportive of this one. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, I highly recommend that. That was the one before this. And as always, I want to invite you into sharing this with a friend. Maybe it's another high-achieving friend that you know is doing a lot right now, and they need to get a little bit more structured on how they're supporting themselves and how they can get to a place of feeling supported, energized, and feel successful in their day-to-day life. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you all have a really great week, and we'll talk soon.